emotional stress response. The question is, tell me about a situation, context related, that gave you trouble, a one-time event. So if you're doing, if you're eliciting these and you're thinking of work, you'll say, tell me about a situation in work that gave you trouble, a one-time event. And you're going to watch the person. With your sensory acuity, you're going to watch the person. They go like this. If they go, huh, well, there was this one time where I was meeting with this person and they told me that I was no good at my job, and they told me that I was a worthless human being. And that gave me some trouble because it just didn't seem like, you know, it didn't seem to make a lot of sense in the situation that we were in, that we would be in a work situation and they'd be telling me that I was a worthless human being. So that gave me a little bit of trouble that one time. What would that be? Thinking, feeling, or choice?
Thinking,
wasn't it? What if they go, you say, tell me about a work situation that gave you trouble, a one-time event, and they go, yeah, that would be the first choice. No, that'd be feeling, right? If they couldn't get, like, they went into their feelings and they went, yeah, and they, or that they bubbled up or started tearing up, that would be feeling. If they go, well, yeah, you know, it just bugged me, but I got over it. That would be kind of both, right? Or being at choice, where they could either go into the thinking or the feeling. So you're going to make a judgment call on that one. Time storage filter. What direction is the past and what direction is the future for you? That's easy enough. They're going to tell you. They're going to point. You're going to find out if any part of their timeline runs through their body. They're either going to be in time or through time, which will relate closely to judger or perceiver. Oh, so you're going to say which direction is the past seem like it is? Judger perceiver would be judger perceiver was just the basic metaprogram. So judger perceiver, the judger is the person who's going to be on time, going to carry the planner around with them. It's right at the beginning of, yeah. I think it was just before you came in. Okay, that's all right. So the judger is going to be the person that's going to be very schedule-oriented, on time, carrying the planner, never late, always on time. That's the judger. The perceiver is going to be the person who's going to be late, running late, living for the moment, not into planners, nothing like that. And basically, judger and perceiver relates directly to in time and through time. Through time would be a judger. In time would be a perceiver. Through time means that the timeline's all right there in front of you. In time means the part of the timeline runs through you.